Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Married at Midnight by Jerry Russell, performed by Natalie Eaton. Chapter 1. Ellie Hawthorne knew she'd done something terribly stupid last night. Just how stupid was the $1,000 question. That first shot of tequila had seemed like a good idea, given the horrible day she'd had. Looking back, and judging by the pounding in her temples, Ellie was certain the second and third shots had been a mistake. Anything beyond that third shot, she didn't remember. What had happened after that? Only snippets of memory played across her mind, dancing with a tall, blonde man to a pulsing beat. Pink peonies, white lace. Elvis Presley. Was the memory some weird Vegas-induced fantasy? Ellie groaned and rolled onto her side, away from the sliver of light stabbing through a separation in the curtains of her Las Vegas hotel room. She'd come to Vegas for an event-planning trade show, where she'd hoped to pick up potential clients for her ailing business. Ellie Hawthorne Events hadn't had a long-term client since last spring, when her biggest celebrity wedding ever had canceled. The couple had opted for a homespun wedding instead, kicking off a new trend not only in Seattle, but all over the nation. Event planners everywhere were struggling for work. And that reality had led to her first shot of tequila. And she felt a shiver. Maybe some other dumb decisions. Something was knocking on her brain's back door. In an attempt to stop the pounding in her head, Ellie pressed her hands against her temples. What had happened last night? She searched for any real memory that might surface. Again, she saw a man. He was handsome and somewhat familiar. He'd picked her up and carried her somewhere. Nothing more came to her but the relentless throbbing. Once again, that thin streak of light assailed her. Why was the Las Vegas sun brighter than the one in Seattle? It didn't seem fair, especially with a killer hangover, that the sun should be so cheery. Ellie groaned against the injustice of it all, until that thought led to another. If she wanted to change her situation, she could. She could get up and find the aspirin she'd packed. What was that recipe for hangovers again? An aspirin, orange juice, and a raw egg? Her stomach roiled at the thought. She squeezed her eyes shut, hoping to stave off a wave of nausea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?